I'm Bill Radke. Glad you're with us today. Also in the news today, oil tanker traffic could increase dramatically in the Salish Sea. Yesterday, the government of Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau approved a major expansion of the Trans Mountain Pipeline from the tar sands of Alberta to near Vancouver, BC. Let us welcome Vancouver Sun columnist Vaughn Palmer now. Vaughn, we think of Justin Trudeau as an environmentalist here, but he's going against the wishes of environmental groups and Vancouver area mayors and First Nations and Salish tribes. Why?
Well, he's making a pretty big decision here, Bill, you're right, and a very controversial one. The Prime Minister announced this in Ottawa yesterday, and he said, look, we've brought in a plan to phase out coal-fired generation in Canada. We have brought in carbon pricing. We have brought in targets under Paris. We have done a whole bunch of things on the environmental side. The Canadian economy needs to get its oil to world markets. And that is what we are doing today. He was flanked when he announced it by the Premier of Alberta, Rachel Notley, who's of the party of the left, the New Democrats. And yes, he has plunged into a major controversy. I think the best comment on this was the one made yesterday by an observer, which was, it is one thing to approve a pipeline. It is another thing to get a pipeline actually built. Trudeau's predecessor, Stephen Harper, approved a pipeline through British Columbia as well. And even as he was approving this pipeline yesterday, Trudeau killed another pipeline. So it's we're still a long way from construction here. It's approval with 157 conditions, Bill. And I think without the kind of social license that a lot of people expect for a big project like this as well.
So the idea is that it's more dangerous and more expensive to move oil by rail instead of pipeline?
That's one of the things they said. There's an interesting comment, too. I just listened to a bunch of press conferences this morning, including from the guy whose company wants to build this, Kinder Morgan. And he pointed out that the oil that comes, there's already a pipeline.
Yes.
They own it, right? So what they're going to do is build a second pipeline alongside the first. So they think that's one reason why they think they can get it built. But he pointed out that the oil right now that comes through that pipeline goes to three places. Some of it goes into tankers that's shipped out of British Columbia on existing tanker traffic. Some of it is used in British Columbia in the refinery, a Chevron-owned refinery in BC. But there's a spur line that goes to Washington State. So some of that oil already goes to Washington State. So he was asked, well, you know, if you're going to double your capacity, where's the oil going to go? And he said, well, the market will determine that. He said some of the new oil may well go to Washington State. Some of it will certainly be put into tankers and shipped out of British Columbia, and some of it will be used in British Columbia. So there's sort of three sets of implications for this. It's not just more tankers out of the Port of Vancouver.
Right. Speaking of the tankers, though, for now, hundreds of more oil tankers coming past San Juan Island through the Strait of Juan de Fuca. And isn't tar sands oil dirtier than what would come out of, say, a Texas well?
Yes, there is an issue with that, which is if there's a spill. The Trudeau government, however, recently announced a massive increase in the resources to deal with both to prevent spills and to deal with them if they happen. So we will have ocean-going tugs for the first time. We will have tug escorts for tankers. And as a British Columbian, I would point out that most of the tankers that go by through the Strait of Juan de Fuca right now are bringing oil from Alaska to the refineries in Washington State.
Right.
So we've put up with your tankers for a long time. I guess the Canadian government message back is going to be, now you have to put up with ours.
Right. Those shipping lanes go both ways. So finally, yeah. Vaughn, well, I don't know if this is final, but we mentioned the mayors of Vancouver and Victoria, Burnaby, that's the terminal site.
Yes.
They want jobs. They seem to be against this pipeline expansion. You have First Nations opposing. So what's the potential for having this thing built or stopped?
You know, it's still a long way from that. I think that's the most honest thing you can say. I got 24 press releases last evening, Bill, from different environmental groups and First Nation groups in British Columbia opposing this on one ground or another. We're headed for a provincial election in British Columbia next year, Bill. Two of our three parties, the Greens and the New Democrats, both are opposed to this. Premier Christy Clark this morning She's close to approving it. She says the British Columbia government still has about 10 different things they need to get sorted out. But it sounds as if we're headed for a provincial election next year where two parties will be opposed, one will be in favor. And, of course, Trudeau himself faces some difficulties with his members of parliament from British Columbia. We've had four of Trudeau's 17 MPs representing BC come out and say they are disappointed with this decision. They have serious reservations about it. So as I say, we are still a long way from a start of construction. The company would like to start building the pipeline in September of next year, but I would be surprised if they get to that point. I think they'll be dealing with protests, court injunctions, and perhaps some legal battles that could hold things up for longer than a few months.
We have 1 minute left, Vaughn. So finally, you briefly mentioned one pipeline yes, one pipeline no. This is the pipeline through the Great Bear Rainforest that we've talked about. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, that's no, and the government is also putting a moratorium on tankers in British Columbia waters up there. So, you know, as I say, Bill, that pipeline was approved by the previous government in 2014 with 200 conditions. It is now dead. Of course, at the same time, as you will know, the president-elect of the United States is talking about reactivating the Keystone pipeline, which would take oil from Canada to Texas. So, you know, as I say, we've been talking about pipelines for a long time, Bill. No one's built anything for several years, and it's not clear to me exactly what is going to get built, if anything, in the next year or two.
Should be interesting to watch. Vancouver Sun columnist Vaughn Palmer, thanks as always.
Bye-bye, Bill.